I think we can already slowly start. It's not as important that everybody is here from the beginning. Welcome back to the first tutorial session of this CIDR. My name is René Gassmüller. I'm a project scientist with the Computational Infrastructure for Geodynamics at UC Davis. And we kind of helped out a bit with the setup for these tutorial sessions at CIDR. This is my second CIDR. I was here 2014 before as a PhD student, and I liked it very much, and I'm very happy to be back. And before we start talking about what we will do at the tutorial sessions, I wanted to give a big shout out to Tyler Esser at CIG, who created the virtual machine that we will be using for these tutorials. So he provided a lot of the technical expertise. If something goes wrong, it's my fault for not explaining it correctly, and not his fault for setting up the virtual machine. So, most tutorials at CIDR will try to teach you something about state-of-the-art in some discipline, geodynamics, mineral physics, seismology. In order to get all of the software running on your laptops as smoothly as possible, we will use something that is called a virtual machine, which is kind of an operating system inside of your operating system. This way, it will look the same for every one of you, and hopefully everything will work. All instructions to get started are online on wiki.geodynamics.org/CIDR18. And if you have an internet connection, a Wi-Fi connection, then I would encourage you to go to that website. Because I cannot give you a step-by-step walkthrough, because everyone will essentially go on their own pace. It will depend on your laptop, how fast you are. It will depend on whether you get the USB drives first or second. But I will nevertheless walk you through some of the steps after a while when everyone has gotten started with the instructions. The essential steps are, I will hand out USB drives. We have about one USB drive per two participants. So please, every second person, grab a USB drive from the package I will hand around. Copy all of the files from this USB drive to your laptop, then hand it over to your neighbor so that he or she can also continue. And then install the VirtualBox software that is on this drive. Unless you already have an installed VirtualBox software, of course, then you don't need that. Then you will import a file that is on the USB drive, and in the end, we will set up a shared folder as described on the wiki. So to get started, I will hand around the box with the USB drives, and please, every second person, grab a drive and just hand around the package for me. Okay.
So, René, to be clear, you already have the virtual machine box, you just need to copy the OVA file, is that correct?
That's correct. If you already have the VirtualBox software, then you only need the CIDR2018.ova file. But this file is also online in the wiki, but please don't download it right now because it's 5 GB and you will slow down the Wi-Fi here for everybody else. So copy it from the drives. It will be much faster and easier to distribute. While we are handing around the package, if you encounter any problems during this process, then let us know. So either me, Laurent is walking around there. Joe also agreed to help out because he's already set up. He's here in the front. Are there already questions?
Yeah, so I have an older version of the box. Mm-hmm. 4.3.12, does it matter?
So in theory, older versions of VirtualBox should work. I cannot guarantee every version, so we will have to see. We will just have to try if it works. But if you already have a version installed, that I would suggest you keep that version for now and try importing this new OVA file. And if you run into problems, then we can see if we can figure it out or whether we have to upgrade the software. I don't. Is there maybe somebody in the audience who has an adapter from USB-C to USB Type-A? USB Type-A is the one on the drives. Some laptops might only have USB-C. There's one. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we found one. Thanks.
Are these all the same files that are on the wiki?
Yes.
So if we've already downloaded those, then
Yes. If you already downloaded the files from the wiki, then of course you don't need to copy it from the drives. Thanks for the hint. Let's talk to Laurent about that, because that seems to be a Mac-related problem.
Did you need this?
We found one. Yeah, thanks. I think we have another Mac issue.
Yeah, actually, I could not fix these things. So,
okay.
Yes, that one I
know.
Okay, we have a few drives left. So everybody who did not get a drive while passing around the package, you're welcome to get one, just in order to finish the copy process faster. Everyone needs more drives. Yes.
This one, like, does not read this one.
So it does not read that one. Try another one. Yeah. Okay, but that can. Okay, so the drives are formatted in a file system that's called XFAT. That should be available on all Mac and Windows systems. Some Linux machines might have to install the packages separately for that, and the instructions for that are on the wiki. So if you can access this. Yeah, this looks like you need to install, I think, two.
Where is that?
These ones, these two packages, Expert Utils, and but that doesn't help you. It's working. Okay. Yes, I think that's it's an Apple feature that blocks the installation. You will probably have to go to this settings tab and allow that.
Okay.
Just import the virtual box, right? We just need to import it.
Yes, it probably goes faster if you first copy the files to your laptop, but 8 minutes is okay. Just keep it running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's different because there are also the mineral physics and seismology tutorials on this virtual machine.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And the aspect tutorial will be different as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So. There were a few. So do we have another USB adapter from USB A to C somewhere? You're probably still copying. So maybe you can hand over the adapter afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for sharing. Okay, so likely the first of you are slowly finished with copying the files. So I will switch over to the instructions of the wiki and walk slowly through the steps. But as I mentioned, you can always find these instructions on the wiki and go through them in your own pace. Just to give you an idea of how a usual step, a usual process would look like, I will also do the same things on my laptop here. So on the USB drives, you will find installation files for the software VirtualBox. You will have to choose the one that applies to your operating system, which means either a DMG for a Mac, EXE for Windows, or the Debian packages if you have a Debian Linux. If you don't have a Debian Linux, you most likely know what to do to install VirtualBox, so I hope that's true. If not, then please let me know. So after installing VirtualBox, which should go relatively smoothly on most of the machines, if you run into problems, then let us know, because then it's likely something about the settings. You will want to import the file CIDR2018.OVA, which was on the USB drive. And this might take a few minutes, and it will look approximately like this. So maybe you will see a dialog that shows you the type of virtual machine. You can click on import to import this. One important step here is if you happen to have an older laptop that does only have two logical cores, then you might want to reduce the number of CPUs here to one. And if you happen to have a laptop that only has 4 gigabytes of RAM, you will likely want to reduce this number to about 2,000 for 2,000 megabytes of RAM. Otherwise, you might block your whole operating system by running the virtual machine. But these instructions are in the troubleshooting section of the wiki. So if you run into problems, then you can find the instructions there. Then you can click on import, and it will take a while, a few minutes, up to 10 minutes, depending on your laptop.
Well, I'm
When you are done importing the virtual machine, you will have a new line in this left part of the VirtualBox software window, which should say CIDR 2018, slightly different from what is here on my machine. And in the best of all cases, now you can just click on Start over here, the green arrow. And it will start up a new operating system inside of a new window of your host operating system. If you get to this stage and you see the login screen of the virtual machine, then you're essentially good to go. There's not much else that can go wrong. If you happen to run into problems during the process, then let us know. Sign up.
I didn't allocate enough. Like the default didn't allocate enough like memory. So I didn't change that.
That's interesting. Okay, so you had to increase the number, the amount of video memory for the virtual machine. Okay. So if you're, did you get an error message that told you that
no,
you
no,
have
I
to increase
it? I got that, and then I did log in, it just like went to lines, didn't display it properly.
Okay. Okay. So if you run into the problem that you can start the virtual machine, you can click on start. And then the screen stays black, or you see random lines of text appearing, then also let us know. Although it's the first time I see it, but it's always the first time. Did you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Could you click on details? Yes. So, do you know how to get into the BIOS settings of your laptops? Do you? Okay. So this is a feature that exists on all of the modern CPUs, but on some laptops it's disabled in the base settings. But we can change that. So one thing you can do is you can restart your computer, and at the beginning you will see for a short time a black screen. You can press F2 or something to enter setup, and there's an option that you can change. If you want, we can do this right now, because I can't tell you exactly how it's going to work. Just to restart. Because it's slightly different on every laptop.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's relatively common, so it's okay. So your laptop doesn't have, doesn't show this message from the beginning, but there's an option to, in the Windows settings, to reboot into this settings menu.
Oh.
So we'll have to go into the Windows settings.
Okay.
It's a bit unfortunate that the settings are different on every laptop. That's why I can't put up instructions for this.
I thought I did something wrong while installing.
No, that's a pretty common problem. Well, common, about 10% of all laptops. So. So now we do JavaScript instructions from the settings. Yes. So they hit it really well. Yeah. It used to be just pressing F2 during startup or something, but now they put it into the Windows settings somewhere. Here, F10.
F2?
F10.
Okay.
Yes. And now. Virtualization technology enabled. Okay, now try again. If you were able to start your virtual machine and you're already bored, there is another chapter at the end of the wiki about setting up a shared folder between your host operating system and the virtual machine. Some of the tutorials will want to exchange files between the internals of this virtual machine and your host operating system, your Linux or Mac outside. Now would be a good time to set up this shared folder so that you don't have to do that at the beginning of the tutorial. And I can walk you through the steps of how to do this. Sorry?
What was the wiki called?
I can show you the. Yeah, it's wiki.geodynamics.org/cider18. So in order to set up the shared folder, you will have to shut down the virtual machine. You will then have to enter the settings for this virtual machine in the VirtualBox software. So you mark the virtual machine here and click on settings. Then go to the Shared Folders tab. And you should see a screen like this. You can add a new shared folder by clicking on this little green plus folder icon. You will have to select a directory on your operating system. So most likely you will want to create a new directory for this and call it, for example, share. You can then select this folder as the shared folder. And when you click OK, it should appear in this list of shared folders in the VirtualBox software. Yes?
Can you see how you get there? How do you get there?
Oh, yeah. If you want to close the virtual machine, to shut down the virtual machine, you have to press the little home button in the top bottom left corner. Why is there no button for you? Can you move around this window? Just move it to the side of it. Yeah, no, the other one, the one in the background. You can also click on machine and then ACPI shutdown. And then you can click on shutdown. And now you should be able to start VirtualBox. Oh yeah, there it is. So now you can click on configuration.
Configuration.
Yeah. And then there is shared folders. Probably. When you have created this shared folder in the settings of VirtualBox, you can again start the virtual machine as before by clicking on Start. Notice that there are several user accounts for this virtual machine on login. There is Geodynamics, Mineral Physics, Seismology for the individual tutorials over the week. There's also CIDR Admin, which is there to install additional software. It doesn't matter for this exercise in which user you are logging into. You will have to log in into whatever is appropriate for your tutorial, and then set up the shared folder there when necessary. And this is something that, unfortunately, we cannot easily automate. You will have to do that at the beginning of the tutorial, but only when it's necessary. So wait until your instructor tells you we need the shared folder for this particular tutorial. Yes. So do not set the read-only option because you want to share files. I didn't notice a difference with the auto mount option. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to work. It would be nice if it would automatically mount the folder. Make permanent is, I think, a specific option that only appears in some VirtualBox options, and I don't think it matters.
So you're telling me read only is bad, auto mount doesn't work, and the third is permanent, so that's the option.
I would just leave everything as the default values, and it should work.
Import's fine, but launching won't go.
Nice. I can take a look. In order to mount the shared folder, there are some instructions at the end of the wiki page. And this is a bit involved if you are not used to the Linux terminal. There are some instructions on how to use a Linux terminal further up in the wiki. So if you're not familiar with that, read through these instructions first, but mounting the shared folder essentially comes down to just typing a few lines inside a terminal that you can open by double-clicking on this LX terminal button on the desktop.
Just make it in the home folder?
Yeah. So the commands are simply you create a new folder, then you switch to the user account CIDR admin. The password for the account CIDR admin is CIDR admin. And as CIDR admin, you are able to execute this command that is also listed in the wiki. Sorry, some graphical issues here with the virtual machine, but this is the command, sudo mount dash d vbox sf dash o rw share shared folder.
The password
is CIDR admin, just as the username. And if you then type ls, you should see this new folder, shared folder. And this should then share all of the files that you put inside of this folder with your host operating system. As I said, it's not necessary to do this for every tutorial, so wait until you get into a tutorial where the instructor tells you to do this. You can always look up the instructions on the wiki, and we'll also go over the instructions again when this is necessary. Are there any more problems?
How large is the imported?
Yeah, so the OVA file is about 5 gigabytes, but when you import it into the VirtualBox software, it will need about 20 to 30 gigabytes of hard disk space. That's just a consequence of having so many software packages inside there. And we also need a bit of space for the tutorials themselves. So yeah, about this size.
So I just tried to make some menu files without switching the user. Does it mean like every time I want to create something here, I need to switch to the side of the menu?
Oh, no.
Is that permission denied?
Yeah, exactly. So you should create this new folder as the user that you use for your tutorial. Then you can switch to CIDR admin and mount this folder as a shared folder. And then you should switch back to the user that you use for the tutorial. And you can do this all in the terminal. You don't do this over the desktop, but you do this with this SU command in the second line.
Sorry, so what you mean is, every time I log into just like GeoDynamics, say, and I do this once, mean attached with this, and I then switch back, so I don't need to worry about it next time. Is that what you mean?
No, you have to do this every time you restart the virtual machine.
Oh.
And that's why I say only do this if it's necessary for this particular tutorial. You don't want to do this every time you start the virtual machine.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
So when I go to run it, I get this error. I think other people are also having this error.
That's interesting. I think that's something new. Did you talk to Laurent about this? Because he had some other issues with Mac.
No,
maybe he has
maybe
a solution. Let's go talk to him. Maybe he has. What happens? So what happens if you click on details over there?
Oh yeah, somebody else over there is having the same. We were wondering if it's because we might be running older versions of VirtualBox.
That might be possible, yes.
Okay, so I can maybe close this. I'll just clear it and try to re-download it.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation.
So I'm just getting an error here too. But.
That's an error that Laurent can fix. Let's talk to him.
You got the
so we have another candidate with the new Mac. Maybe
we have him with the shared folder.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, what's your point?
So the old VirtualBox version gave the kernel error, and the new one doesn't install.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Sorry. One after the other.
Yeah. So I think the shareholder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. Yes. Is that a problem?
Yes, so this is unrelated to the shared folder. This is a problem that I mentioned at the beginning, that your laptop only has 4 gigabytes of RAM available, and the virtual machine would like to have 4 as well. And that doesn't work because nothing is left for your host operating system.
Okay.
But what you can do is you can go to system and reduce this to a green level somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
And now it should work.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It shows stuff at first, and then it just goes to the lab.
Ah, okay. This might be the problem that somebody else mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Can you close this window? And right click on the CIDR 2018 or go to settings, that works as well. Settings. And then add system, I think, or display, but let's see, system. No, let's go to display. And increase the amount of video memory by about a factor of 2. So maybe 32 or something, yeah, or somewhere there. It doesn't matter how much exactly.
Okay.
And then let's see if that works. That solved the issue for one other participant. Yeah, that's okay. Let's see if something works, and then I'll be back after talking to some other people. Although it's really slow, so one more thing we can try is if you close the window again and go again to settings. Can you go to the system tab? Okay, that looks fine. And to the processor tab. It's here. Yeah, that looks fine as well. Yeah, try starting it again and wait for a minute or two and see if something happens. And I'll be back if nothing works.
Okay.
If it doesn't, get one of us.
Issue when I ran the sudo mount, it told me mounting failed with the error invalid argument. He had actually the same problem.
Yeah.
He's on a Mac versus.
That's what, okay.
Now I changed it to su just because I wasn't sure if that would work.
No, you have to do a sudo.
Okay. But sudo didn't work.
Oh, sudo didn't work either.
Yeah, I ran it.
Okay. Can you show me the settings tab in your VirtualBox software?
Sure.
So did it create a shared folder that's called share?
Oh, I didn't call it exactly share.
Yeah, it has to be exactly the name.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be share, but it has to be the same name that you assign it in the virtual box and that you type into the Linux command line.
Okay.
Sorry, she was first. I'll be back.
And we say every time we just restart the boot permission, we need to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But does it mean say if I want to like say I did it, I established a new file called temp, I need to switch the user to GeoDynamics? So I feel like I cannot do that. Rather, I switch to CIDR. Let's see here. This. Does it mean it is forbidden and or set or admin?
You are currently the user CIDR admin, but you are in the home directory of the user GeoDynamics.
Oh.
And that is why CIDR admin is not allowed to touch any files in this directory.
Okay, so and
if you type exit, you switch back to now you are the GeoDynamics user again, and now you can use all of these folders, and you can also use the shared folder.
Yes. Still cannot do it, I think.
Oh, can you do an ls? Did you in the beginning maybe switch it to first commands? Did you first switch to CIDR admin and then create the shared folder?
Yes.
Can you do an ls space dash la? L-A? Oh.
Oh, sorry.
L-A.
At A?
No. Sorry. L-A.
Oh, L-A. Sorry.
With a dash.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So, Yes.
Do you
need a place to see? Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, so see, the folder is owned by root and not by Geodynamics. And this should not happen if we followed, so if you did it exactly in the order. So what I have to do is, may I just for a second? Oh. So what I'll do is I'll switch to I'll switch to Cider admin.
Mm-hmm.
And now even Cider admin does not have the rights to remove this folder because it's owned by root, which is the super user. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is we can become the super user by typing sudo and then remove minus r the shared folder. Now we have to type the password again. Oh, because it's mounted. Sudo umount shared folder. Now we can remove it. Now we can become the Geodynamics user again. Now we can create.
Whereas your Windows is smart enough to do the font scale, so you have to force it to the bottom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there is a space.
Okay.
That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Share folder.
Just type that again.
You gotta solve it, otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Now you just have to type this sudo mount command again. And now let's see, maybe we can get that back. Yeah, exactly. And now? No, why? That's interesting. That's different from my laptop. You have to close the virtual machine.
Okay.
And then go to the settings and go to the systems. Oh, sorry, the display tab. And increase the amount of video memory here. To how much video memory did you have to increase it?
I have a lot on the computer, so I had to search
okay.
You have to go to the
display.
So
I'm at 8 gigs. So no, I'm at 128.
Oh, so to the maximum, yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
So you.
Okay, we're restarting it.
So let's see.
Someone
and then I call somebody else. Yeah, because they had the same error that I had. But now I'm getting a weird thing.
Okay. I don't quite know why your computer does this differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to this later. So this will not be used in the first tutorials. We'll only need it later, I think only next week at some point. So I'll try to figure out why macOS does this differently.
I wonder if, say, I turn down the virtual machine. I think there's a card, say there is an option say rate only, and there is a I think I also choose one that automatic space or something
yeah,
like that. Does
maybe
it matter?
It shouldn't matter. It didn't matter for me, but I don't have a Mac, so I couldn't check this. But,
okay.
Might be worth a try. Did that fix the issue? That's unfortunate.
Maybe
issues?
Wow.
Okay.
We'll find out in a second, but I'm pretty sure. Some problem with the. Okay, that's what you're doing. So I've got some problem with the kernel.
Yeah. Which package did you install here? Was that VirtualBox?
Yeah.
Did you also install the VirtualBox-DKMS as mentioned in the wiki? -DKMS, I think. Yep, that should hopefully solve the issue.
This crashes my system every time. This kernel.
Also, yeah.
In about 2 seconds, it'll come up with a system error and crash the thing.
Okay, but that's unfortunate because, like, many driver modules will use. I mean, that means you can't build any modules against your Linux kernel at the moment. Or is that not the kernel that you are running?
No, it should be. Yeah, I don't know.
So what you could probably try to do is to find an older VirtualBox version, but that won't help you with your kernel. Like, VirtualBox is a software that needs a kernel module.
Yeah.
And if do we have a dual boot system? Could you run this in Windows, or is this
well,
do you only have
Docker and things like that on there? So I've still got things that run on kernels. So because I had this problem when I was trying to install Docker, but I ended up finding some workaround.
Maybe there's a similar workaround for VirtualBox, but I don't know out of my head at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
There's no menu, so I don't know how to log out now.
You can always close it.
Can I close it? I'm trapped.
What happens if you make it full screen? There's the menu.
Okay.
So it's just outside of the window. You don't see the button. Yeah. Okay. So some of you had the problem that you don't see the bottom menu line, so you couldn't log out of the virtual machine. You can fix that if you click on the maximize button on the top, because then it will become a full screen and you will finally see the menu line on the bottom. To get you out of the full screen?
It'll go to, it'll minimize the screen anyway. Take that maximize.
Yeah. Okay. Are there currently any remaining problems? Yeah.
Yes. For some reason it's not on. I get this error in the document when I'm trying to mount the. The shared folder.
Yes. Did you call the folder share in the settings of VirtualBox? Or did you give it a different name?
I gave it a different name.
Then you will have to use that name instead of share here.
Okay, thank you. Like, this package name is what?
Oh, no, this is not an instruction that you have to follow. If you read here, the virtual machine has all required software installed, but if you want to install, if you're familiar with Linux and want to install new software, then you would have to do these things.
Okay. So what should I do now?
Did you try setting up the shared folder already?
already?
Not yet, but one question I have is, after I go into this stage, should I, can I delete this?
Yes, yes, you can delete this.
So when I originally tried to start it up, I had a version of VirtualBox already on my computer. So when I tried to, I imported it and imported Pied, and when I tried to start it, it just failed to run.
Okay.
So I'm just installing the new VirtualBox. Is that just...
Yeah, okay. That's probably best. I mean, we checked it before we distributed it with some versions of VirtualBox, and it seemed to work, but maybe yours was just one that didn't. So.
I need to log off?
Yes. There's a menu button down there.
Okay.
Oh, you can also just close it.
And I cannot be here and do a new thing. Give it a name, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a second. You're not in the right menu there. This is not the right menu. Well, open the settings of the CIDR 2018 virtual machines. And then shared folders over there. Yeah, exactly. As it's written here. So by clicking on the green plus and selecting the newly created folder.
So it doesn't matter which one.
No, it doesn't matter which user. Okay, that looks good.
Doesn't find the folder even though it's there.
Yeah, you're missing one option there. You gave it a name in VirtualBox. That if you followed all the instructions, then it should be named share, and that needs to be in here between RW okay, and shared folder.
Okay.
Turn off the virtual machine, turn it back on again. That's been solving a lot of people's problems.
You can't put the files in there because of permission denied.
Oh, okay. That's a simple solution. Okay.
So the idea was to have the share folder, right? To
mm-hmm.
want the share folder.
Mm-hmm.
So because I did this, but I was having this error.
Yeah.
But what if I do this? If I do CD to share folder, I can go there. I don't
yeah.
know if it's
yeah.
Okay.
So did you? You did create the shared folder in the VirtualBox software beforehand, right? So the first step of setting up the shared folder was in VirtualBox,
yeah.
going to the settings tab of the virtual machine and set up the shared folder. Can we just go there?
Yeah.
And click on configuration. And shared folders.
Shared folders.
So you created a shared folder, but you named it CIDR 2018 instead of share, which means inside of the virtual machine.
Yeah.
You can just replace share by CIDR 2018, exactly the name that you gave it in VirtualBox.
This is
supposed to
be this name.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Maybe I need to paste this part.
Did you shut down the virtual machine before you created this and then restarted the virtual machine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's simple. If we go back to the terminal, you are currently inside of this folder, so you will have to go up one folder. cd dot dot. And now try again.
So this is the name of the file.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
Why is he giving me this error?
Okay. I had the same confusion now several times with the shared folder, so I'll just explain it once for everybody. When you create the shared folder in the VirtualBox software, you give it a name. The name is the first column of this option, in this case, share. But many of you named it differently, like CIDR18 or something. Take note of this name, because in this command in the terminal, you will have to replace this part by the name of this shared folder that you gave it in VirtualBox. And that should solve some problems. Yes, unfortunately, every time you restart the virtual machine, not every time you restart the terminal. That's why I said only do this for the tutorials when it's necessary.